the broadcast. Hey, we recently sat in on Co-op Financial Services' final Think series of the year this week. And wow, great, great content once again. And in this particular session, Co-op Financial Services' very own Todd Clark, Samantha Paxson, and Nick Calcanes talked about a myriad of topics. And in this particular clip, they talked about how do you balance being distracted by fintechs and really dial in what matters at your credit union. Really great responses here from each of these. Check it out.
The Amazon experience. Yet, we have to do this in a way that is incredibly secure. And so when you're having to make those kind of financial trade-off decisions, how have you balanced that, Nick? And then I'd love to just kind of think about that from a larger perspective, Todd, about how you're making those bigger decisions. But Nick, how have you prioritized one versus the other?
You know, it's been an interesting opportunity to work through that here at Co-op. I came from a place to where we had unlimited resources, both financial and talent-wise, and really just unlimited resources. And so when you go from that environment to an environment to where we have tremendous resources, but we have to be very efficient and effective with the decisions that we make. And yes, we do compete with all the fintechs, right? You know, our credit unions do. But I think we have to balance, right, getting distracted by some of the things the fintechs do or a big bank and really dial in what's really going to matter for us. And so that's something that we talk about a lot and that we have to talk about with our clients. I think we have to tailor it, right, and really look at who we are as credit unions and as a CUSO and really dial in our investments around information security, around data, around analytics. We've made a significant investment in our data science team and analytics and around AI that a number of our much, much bigger competitors don't have. But we made a strategic decision to invest in that, and it's a very expensive space to play in because we saw benefit and how it aligned to our strategy, but also what it could do and what we could do for and with credit unions. So that's just one example.
Yeah, Todd, to follow up on that, that really kind of speaks to our investment strategy, that we talk about it through two lenses. One is the business of member experience and developing new use cases and solutions that create an interaction and engagement channels for credit unions and their members. The other is the modern payments platform, this ecosystem that we have delivered. How do you think about the balance between those things and our investment strategy and our product delivery?
Well, you know, Sam, I think that in any organization, prioritization of resource allocation is one of the most difficult challenges we all face. And that was a discipline that we didn't really have years ago. And so now we are in the process where we're a full 18 months to 2 years in our planning cycle out in front of where we're going to go. And I think that helps everybody on the team, and so with modern fintechs and big tech, frankly, pushing the envelope on experience every day, we've got to be moving and changing our experience on the regular to make sure that we stay on par with or ahead of those new applications coming out from a member perspective, but also in the back office. I mean, I consider it a big part of my job is taking time out of the back office of credit unions. Any time I can save them is money that they can allocate somewhere else to help their members. And so we try and balance as best we can, Sam.
And you've made comments before that you see us as the R&D engine for the credit union space, that you are extending their technology teams, their data science teams, their app dev teams, so that they don't have to invest in that. So that just seems like something that is of tremendous value to the credit union system.
Yeah, I think, I'm sorry, Nick, I'll let you go, but I think that we've had a ton of R in credit unions, but we haven't had a ton of D. And so we need the D, and we think that, you know, Co-op can provide that. There's a lot of ideas, a lot of innovation coming out of credit unions around the country. We have the teams that can actually put that rubber on the road, I guess, is the car analogy I would use. What else?
Yeah, I think our strategy all along has been, you know, to make sure that we can create flexibility, not only for ourselves. And when I alluded to, you know, the place I came from where we had unlimited resources, we didn't build everything ourselves. We still are very intentional around a build-by-partner kind of thought process, because you even if you're that giant with unlimited resources, somebody out there is going to create something that's a better mousetrap than you have, and you need to be able to take advantage of that. So a big part of what we do, even though we're building our own products and services, and if I had a piece of advice for a credit union, you asked me about transforming our operations and how they think about themselves, is make sure that you're building flexibility into your model, both from a people but from a technology stack perspective. You don't want to get too pot committed on any one track. And so part of what we do from a co-op perspective is make sure you can take advantage of all of our products and services, but also use any combination of us, a core or a digital partner, and we're going to be able to help you integrate those solutions and tailor that to who you are as a credit union and the talent that you have, or how you approach or you go to market with your members. And so we are in a position maybe better than we ever have been before to continue to really customize how our clients interact with us and how we can help them take advantage of other technology that's in the marketplace that maybe we don't even own or deliver. And so it's a huge, back to the beginning of our conversation, to where one of the biggest, most exciting parts of this opportunity is what we're able to do for credit unions and deliver, as an asset of credit unions, technology, scale, capability, talent, like an example of our data scientists, on behalf of credit unions. I think that's a really unique thing that we do as a CUSO and as a company.
I love that idea of flexibility, us being able to provide the flexibility to credit unions, depending no matter how their environment is, that we're making that possible for us to deliver what they are needing to deliver.
Thank you very much, Nick, Todd, and Samantha, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think here on CU Broadcast.